Chapter 36.
Do you not realize how dangerous this is? The king continued. If the emperor were ever to know you were... What did you hear? We heard you read the paper of answers,
Ishan told him. The king drew a sharp breath.
Then you must leave as soon as possible, he said. The emperor would have you killed just for knowing I have the paper.
How do you even have the paper? Pinmei asked, her curiosity stronger than her timidity. I thought it was given away.
That is a complicated story, the king said. I am not sure if I even understand it, much less believe it. What do you mean? Ishan asked.
The king hesitated.
Do either of you know the story of how the first king of the city of Bright Moonlight's father turned into a tiger?
The story of the green tiger? Pinmei said instantly. Of course.
Well, I don't, Ishan said. So tell me.
The king waved his hand at Pinmei.
I would be interested in hearing your version of the story, he said.
So Pinmei began. The Story of the Green Tiger. A long time ago, even before the time of my grandmother, the emperor called all the kings of his land to his spring festival celebration. At the palace, he presented to each of the kings a small seed.
Each one of you is to plant and care for your seed as if it were your kingdom,
said the emperor.
At the moon festival, you are to bring your plant to me. Those with the best flowers will be rewarded. But if any of you fail to bring me a plant...
The emperor did not need to finish his sentence. The kings had all thrown themselves into kowtows, each swearing he would return at the moon festival with splendid flowers. One by one they left, each taking his precious seed with him. The young king of the city of Bright Moonlight returned home to find his father waiting for him. The father had once been a powerful magistrate, but had fallen out of favor and was bitterly living.